From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
And welcome back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. How's it going, Don?
Great. How are you, Penny?
I'm good. Well, Don and I were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at the network's new series, Sit Down, Shut Up. It premieres at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, April 19th. It's a comedy featuring animated characters in front of live-action backdrops, and it focuses on a dysfunctional faculty at a high school in Florida. So, Don, did Sit Down make you want to sit down and watch the show?
I'll tell you what, after you just announced the title of that, that was about the funniest thing about the show that I've seen.
Now.
I watched the pilot episode. And no, I don't think I'm going to be sitting down or shutting up about how good or bad this show is.
Yeah.
Disappointing, I would say.
Yeah. And that is kind of surprising just based on who all's in it and who created it.
Right.
Some of the people in it are Kristen Chenoweth, Jason Bateman from Arrested Development. I should back up a bit and say Kristen, Oklahoma actress who was in Pushing Daisies, Jason Bateman from Arrested Development, Will Arnett from Arrested Development, and Henry Winkler from Arrested Development and Happy Days. And, you know, the series was created by Mitch Hurwitz, who also created Arrested Development.
Right. I mean, this is an all-star voice cast on this animated show.
Sure is.
And because it comes from the creator of one of the funniest TV series.
Oh, Emmy-winning.
Yeah. The expectations, I thought, were a lot higher for this show, but it really didn't deliver for me.
Well, we were talking on our way to the podcast studio about maybe one of its downfalls is it was based on a short-lived Australian sitcom of the same name. So if it was short-lived in Australia, what makes them think it's going to work in America?
Well, and that's true. And this Australian TV series, it was a live-action series, and they've converted it, in this case, to an animated show, and I think something was lost in the translation, I believe.
Yeah, with the live background, though.
Right. Well, that is something different about this show. If you can point to something, it's that the animation is set against actual photographic backgrounds. So it's kind of a morphed, kind of hybrid type of deal.
Yeah. Well, Kristen Chenoweth was a bright spot on the show, I thought. She provides the voice of science teacher Miracle Grow. And, you know, maybe I'm a little partial because Kristen is, you know, she grew up in Broken Arrow and graduated from Oklahoma City University.
Right.
But her character's introduction was funny when she said the subject she teaches is science.
She's a little tippy, I guess. but she's also, you know, a topic of interest for a lot of the characters in the faculty.
True.
But I mean, you would just think that with all these stars on the cast, it would be a lot better than it was.
Well, it's the writing, really. I don't think the writing is up to par with The Simpsons, which it will follow on Sunday nights, and The Family Guy and American Dad, which it'll join in the Sunday lineup.
Right. I think this show is meant to fill the slot that King of the Hill is leaving since it ended its run.
So, but maybe as the series progresses, maybe the writing will get better, not just...
Perhaps, but I thought it interesting when I was researching that Fox, I read that Fox decided that they're only going to air 5 of these shows at the beginning, and then they're going to save the others for airing later. And to me, that just says maybe they're not too thrilled with how the show looks right now.
Well, I guess they want to see what the viewers, what kind of viewers it draws.
To me, the jokes were kind of, a lot of them had sexual innuendo. They're cheap and easy, and it seemed to be a little bit juvenile in its tone. I'm not sure who the audience is that this show aims for. It's kind of a mystery. It's searching for an identity, I would say. And I didn't see it in the first show, but that's just the very first one.
Yeah. Well, I'll agree with that. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, mm-hmm. what do you give Sit Down, Shut Up?
Man, I'd like to sit down and not vote on this one, but okay, I'll give it a 2 for effort.
A 2 for effort.
Uh-huh.
That's not too bad, I guess.
Well, that's not too good either.
I mean, you didn't give it a minus 2.
Yeah, true.
And I'll give it a 5.
Oh, wow.
I watched the first 2 episodes that Fox provided, and, you know, neither were as clever as the other Sunday night animated shows, but, you know, hopefully it'll pick up. And so, but everybody, give the show a chance. It's Sit Down, Shut Up, premiering at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, April 19th on Fox. And check back with TV Preview next week for another discussion of an upcoming program. Thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the OPUBCO Studios, and News OK, the TV Preview podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.